Okay, so let me edit some of my information here. I know this is kind of hard to shift your mind to something else that you never thought about. So, what happens when you go to sleep? You go to sleep, you lay down, you lie down. You lie, you lay the lies down. When you go to sleep that day, so every day is a repeat, every day is a cycle. So you go through your day, you lay down, you lay the lies down for that day. Okay, so the Bible talks about being changed from glory to glory, right? So you lay down and you go to sleep. Sleep is a type of death. Typology is death. You die. Now, while you're sleeping, you're fasting. Because you know it's true, because when you wake up, you break a fast. Break in a fast. And also, when you sleep, you're leaping. The S is integration. Leap, sleep, leap. You're moving from your old state to your next state. So you lay down, you die, you wake up. You wake up, you go to awake. What is awake? Somebody died. You say, good morning. You had a morning. You died. The old identity's dead. You mourned your old identity. You eat breakfast. You rise up. You get up. G-E-T, up. You rise up into your new identity. Every day's a new creation, a new identity. The old Adam had some offspring. Cain and Abel. Cain is the AI program. Abel is the spirit mind. So the flesh mind is the AI. So you rise up, you walk, and you're cutting out Cain. Every day is a new creation, and you're not walking in Cain anymore. You're walking in the spirit. But it's a sanctification process. So every day you take the lies of Cain, the lies that you believe, the universe is cutting you. Okay, so you're going around in this holographic reality because you're in the Word. You're in Christ, really. Jesus is the Word. You're in the Word. In Him we live and breathe and have our being. So every day the information technology is cutting out your old Adam or your old Cain. Because Adam had an offspring, Cain and Abel. And so what does that mean? Adam has the two natures. You have a dual nature. You have the old flesh mind, but really you're a new creature in Christ. You're saints now. But the old Cain, the old, since you're born again, but the old Adam tries to get up out of the grave. The old Cain tries to get up out of the grave every day. And so you crucify, you die to the old Adam. So sleep is a typology of you die to that old identity, you rise up to your new identity. And it's all a typology of what Jesus did at the cross. He split space-time. He went through the cross. He died for you, rose up. The same spirit that quickened Jesus will quicken your, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will quicken your mortal body. So the lies that we believe are crucified day by day sanctification. Because really, what is it? The truth will set you free. So anytime you're in bondage or slave, it's because you believed a lie, some kind of lie somewhere. And so as you converse with somebody, conversation, let me get my notes here. Because this stuff is deep. And you need some pain. If you think about, I've got some notes over the last few days. Pain allows you to, what? Realize you're not in a dream. It is like a dream, but you have pain to push you to the next state. Pain is no pain, no gain, right? The story has the same types each day, but different scene or scenario. So yeah, you wake up the next day, it's the same story. It's the same story, but it's just a different scene. It's kind of like you let's say you interviewed to do a movie or a play or something. So you go up there, you go to the theater or to the movie house or wherever you do the acting. You go to that spot and you get up on stage. You go to that stage, that's what it is. You go to the stage and you get up there and there's different people coming on screen, different actors and different scenes. Then that you leave, you go home, come back next day, you go back on the stage, there's a new scene, there's new scenes. You go home, you come back the next day, there's new scenes. It's the same story. I mean, it's the same stage. The stage is the same. But you just have different interactions and different props and different people coming in and out of your world. But it's really the same stage. So as you move from one stage to the other, the scenery around you and the stage that you're walking on is the same. But what really is changing is you. It looks like it's different people, different scenes, different scenarios, but you're still on the same stage. And so you're trying to grasp what's going on. And as the information technology goes around you as a hologram, it changes you to your new state, right? And so the story, if you were going to teleport somewhere, and you see that in the Bible, even though you move, it's still the same truth if you teleport somewhere. I'm looking for my notes, because this was good stuff, I'm telling you. It's crazy. It's crazy how, see, the flesh mind is in time. The spirit mind's outside of time. And so you're already seated in the heavenlies in Christ. So why are you still here? If you're already seated in the heavenlies in Christ, why are you still here? Let me put this on hold. One second. Okay, so let me see if I can find my notes. Because you're just being changed, and it feels like we're here. But if you're saved, you're already seated in the heavenlies in Christ, so you can actually see past this game. That's what it is. It's a game against the devil and your own flesh mind to teach you to walk in the Spirit. You can see past it with the spirit mind. And you know everything's a repeat. So if you're in a repeat, then what is that? You're in a cycle. What is that for? It's a birthing. So it's birthing you from... So teleportation is not necessarily running down the street and jumping somewhere. Teleportation is your new creature in the inner man. You're being changed and being transformed to the new creature. It's an inside job. Yes, you saw people teleport in the Bible, a couple people, but that's not really that big of a deal. Let's say if I had the gift of teleporting to another, you know, eventually you might say, well, yeah, but I can make a lot of money. Well, why do you need money if you just teleport to a grocery store and grab some food and teleport out? You don't need money, you know. Well, I need money to buy me a house. Why do you need a house? You just teleport where it's warm and get you a tent. Teleport where it's not raining or cold and just teleport there. You don't really need anything if you can teleport. You can just teleport in. If you need money, you just teleport into the bank and into the vault, grab a couple $100 and teleport out. Or something, you know. I'm just being silly right now, but it would change the whole game. And so it's possible, because you see it in the Bible. But the main thing is you're teleporting to your new state. The earth's like a pocket universe, and just like the kangaroo has a pocket to carry the baby around, it's the growth. It's all about growth. It's all about growing. Ugh. Developing. Envelope. Develop. You're in a pocket universe. It's like an envelope. You're develop. You're actually, when you get in your car, you're teleporting. When you walk, you're teleporting. When you see a truck going down the highway, they're teleporting. Something's inside that truck, and it's being teleported to its destination. And so we're already teleporting when we walk, everything that we do. But there's an inside teleportation, and that's moving from your old Adam to your new Adam. And when you shift your thinking from religion to works-based religion, and you realize it's walking in the Spirit, it's not rule-based living. It's not works, levels, ranks, grades, ratings. It's a new creature. And so you're above the law. You're not under the law. Even though your clay body's under this blue letter law sky, the blue sky, you're above that. Oh, I think my notes are out in the car. And so you're above it. So let's go back to the sleep. So today is a day. Tomorrow is the same day, but the only difference is the scene changes, the props change, but you're still on the same stage. You can change to another house, another city, another spouse, or whatever, but it's still the same. So the grass is not greener on the other side. And so the main thing is to have peace, you know. If you can be in a place where you can have peace and meditate and think about God's word. And there's a verse in the Bible that always confused me. It talked about the widows. The widows should just pray, you know. The older women should just pray. So I'm sitting here thinking, okay, these older widows just need to pray. I'm thinking, why would the Bible say something like that? Because isn't that kind of boring? But after you've been around long enough, and you really seen everything happen over and over, there's nothing new, then why would he tell them to pray? Because you get you're praying, and you're actually seeing your prayers being answered. You're actually seeing things happen in the hologram. Now, when I say hologram, holy writ, in Jesus. Jesus is the whole pie. You're a piece of the pie. And so when you pray, believe, ask in faith, pray and believe him. Because a double-minded man's unstable, and God's not going to answer that kind of prayer. But if you pray believing, it's going to happen. As long as it's not outside of God's will, and outside of God's will is to hurt, you know, pray according to God's will, you know. That's why it's important to have the spirit mind, because you know God's will. You're not going to pray to hurt somebody or harm somebody, you know. You're going to pray that God will help and develop. But if that person keeps rejecting, then to remove them out of your space, you know. I've actually done that 2 or 3 times. I said, Lord, I can't take much more. Can you remove this person? And 3 days later, they're gone. Within 3 days, they're gone. You know, I couldn't believe it. I that's what Johnny Depp needs to do. That woman's crazy. He needs to pray, and she'll be gone. She's going to kill him and then make it look like he was the abuser. And so here's what's happening. You're teleporting, just like when you go to sleep, into your new identity. Adam and Eve, right? So the first Adam died, but he's moving towards AM. So every day that you're teleporting, you're moving towards AM. What is AM? It's the daylight, day, the light. You're moving away from the PM toward the AM. And so as you step into your new identity from glory to glory, being changed in the inner man, to the new creature, the new creation. Every day is a new creation. The earth's is the same. The cycles, there's nothing new under the sun. So if everything, why are we here? If there's nothing new under the sun, why are we here? Think about how, if you really weren't saved and you come to that conclusion that every day is the same, you might jump off a bridge or something. But if you realize, as a saved person, that there's nothing new under the sun, why are you here? It's to develop your your spirit mind, your inner man, your heart, is to develop the inner core, the inner being. That's why you're here. And you're not also, and you're all, not only that, but you're also here to tell people the truth, to give out the gospel. Somebody might get saved, you know. So long story short, we're here to reproduce. And that could include pretty much everything. It might be reproduce paintings. It might be reproduce in a factory. It might be reproduce in media, TV, art, winning souls, having children. You're to reproduce while you're here. This is a reproduction. And if you take the word produce, it means produke, D-U-K-E. And produke means pro-lead. So when you reproduce, or you produce, you take the lead. That's why Elon Musk is taking the lead, because he even said it on one of Joe Rogan podcasts. He says, if we don't produce anything, we're not gonna move up. Economy has to produce something. He got mad. You got to produce something, you know. And so if you're not producing something, you're stagnated. So it's a reproduction every day. So every day that you go to sleep, you start, it's a reproduction. But the production is to birth in your new state. And so that's my whole point of this thing. It's every moment, and it's not just every day you go to sleep, but it's a moment by moment thing. You can actually change states moment by moment by moment by moment by renewing your mind. And why does the Bible say that? Think of it. Be not conformed to this world, be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's Romans 12. So you're transformed with your mind. So you're still on the same stage. You still got the same props. You still got the same kind of people interacting. But you have changed. You have transformed. And so the people who interact with you have to transform. And some people that used to interact, they have to go away because you're a new creature. And if you change every 2 months, don't be surprised. There's some people that will go along with you. But most of the time, people drop off because they can't keep up. If you're renewing your mind every day, I've done this for so many years, it blows my mind how it works. If you're renewing your mind every day, meditating on truth, rightly dividing, just trying to figure out what is going on with life. And as you renew your mind every day, you have a new birthing. You're birthing. Boom. Boom. Every moment, every day, you're moving to a new state, a new identity. And so people from your past, they come around and they try to talk to you in that old identity that's not even you anymore. It's like, get away from me. You're boring me. Get away from me. Why are you trying to bring me back to something that's doesn't even exist anymore? Get out of my eye gate. Get out of my ear gate. Especially liars. Especially Jezebels and Delilahs and all that. Especially a narcissist. What are you doing? Trying to bring me back to some kind of bondage or slavery? That I see through what you are. You're a psychopath. Get out of my face. Get away from me. You're not in my world anymore. Because you've renewed your mind that you don't even enter. The Bible says whether you argue or laugh with a foolish man, there's no rest. So you don't even argue or laugh or even commune with somebody who's a fool. You can only give them the gospel. And so as you step to your new identity, from glory to glory, from the old Adam to the new Adam, every day, Cain, any kind of AI program of your flesh mind is being crucified. Every time that God reveals it to you, you start to cut it off. And if you don't, He repeats the lesson. It's a repeat lesson every day till Cain is cut out. Let's say you have a problem with greed, okay? So God has to change your thinking. Why greed? Greed is a lie. God has an abundance down here. If you look at the trees, there's abundance. There's abundance everywhere. He's given you all things that pertain to life. You don't need to be greedy. It actually should flow through you. And if you change your mindset about greed, it should flow through you, not to you. Because if it flows to you and just stops there, then it's a stagnation, and it's you can't drink dirty, stagnated water. So stuff has to flow through you, especially products and money and helping other people, and use it to help others, you know, to spread the good news and to help people grow. So the stagnation is a derivative. Greed is a derivative of a stagnation mindset. A hoarder, somebody who wants to hoard. That's why investing in businesses that are real or helping people, you're not going to have stagnation, you're going to have flow. So anyway, long story short, you're moving from the lies of the AI program Cain to the spirit mind, the mind of Christ, and you're every day you're crucifying a lie. So if somebody comes back to your life that used to be in your life, and whether it's a bloodline pattern or whether it's somebody you knew from high school or whatever, and they're still thinking the old identity, that person has to get out of your life, because you can't even talk to them anymore because they don't even hear what you're saying. You're on a higher plane now. You're not better than them because we're all sinners. But you see their way of thinking is the old Adam or the old Cain, the Cain, and you just can't think like Cain. Cain can't. Cain can't. Cain can't. But Abel is Abel. So you have to leave the Cain mindset to the Abel mindset, and then you're able to move to your new state. So as you renew your mind, you change. Every few months, you're a new person. And so the scenario, the scene, the stage is the same, but the scene has to change. The people have to change. And it's just like that movie, The Cube. The guy's in the cube, and his scenes are changing, and he's trying to figure it out, but it's really not the scenes that matter. It's him, what's going on with him. I think the guy that wrote Jim Henson, The Cube, or something like that. I can't remember. I think that's who it is. Jim Henson, The Cube. I don't know if you can even watch that movie anymore, but if you can, it's worth paying to watch it. And so your inner man is being changed if you want it to be. God's going to do it. He's going to pull. If you don't do it willingly, you're going to be like a backsliding heifer, and God's going to have to pull you to change you. If you're saved, but if you're willing to be a disciple and go along with him, it's going to be smooth. It's going to be smoother. It's not going to be smooth. To change to your new, look, to change from the old Adam to the new Adam, that's going to be painful. That's going to be painful. What's going to happen? You're going to have to give up lies that you believe. You're going to have to give up people that you used to hang around because they don't think right. As you renew your mind, most people around you realize, don't think right. They're greedy, they're selfish, they're depressed, they're negative, they're dark, they're just in the flesh all the time. They can't stop being they're in the AI program. And when you wake up to the fact that most people are just running on a program, what the TV says, what the music says, what the world says, they're thinking like the world, and the mind of Christ is opposite of the world. And so when you grow into that, when you start to love that process, and you start to see that it's just the same stuff, it's just the same scene, it's the same stage, same personalities, nothing new on the sun. When you start to see that this place is just ridiculously just a repeat, politics, whatever it is, it's all the same. There's red versus blue. That's all it is. It's always the red versus blue. The hockey games, the basketball, the football, it's all boring. And when you see that, well, if everything's boring, then what's the purpose of it? It's trying to bore into your heart. If the reason it's boring is trying to bore into your mind and bore into your heart, God is trying to dig into your heart, dig into your mind. That's why it's boring. The word boring means you're bored, but the word boring also means to dig. So the reason it's boring and it's a cycle repeat is God is trying to dig down into your heart and bore into your heart and give you a soft heart and take away that stony heart and to get you so bored with this place that you look up to set your affections on things above, not below. So you're teleporting as you renew your mind to your new identity. That's what's happening. That was rough. That was hard to do. I tried to get my point across. Took 25 minutes. Ain't that a trip?